The studio with me now, Rick Pruse, owner of Pruse Pets. Good evening, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl.
This is familiar territory, isn't it? This is where you work on the show, Mid-Michigan Pets Experts. The show airs Saturday morning, so sorry to bring you in another day.
No, that's good. I'm glad to be here.
It gets me just a break
for the day.
Well, and of course, you and I have known each other for many, many years, because one of the favorite spot for my two daughters and I any given day was to come to Pruse Pets when you first located in Hazlet. There is where I was introduced to you, and I always have been so, I can't tell you how many beloved pets have come from Pruse Pets into my household, and were cared for so carefully, and what always impressed me so much, and I always tell folks this, is how amazingly knowledgeable your staff is.
Yeah.
That's incredible, and kudos to you for assembling a group, and it's the same people after all these years, so my hat's off to you, because it's always been such a wonderful experience.
Thank you.
And what we wanted to talk about in particular today is how wonderful Pruse Pets is. It's an amazing store. Your new location, well, it's not new, but it's newer location in Old Town.
5 years.
It's amazing, and it's tourists in your own town, and you're a huge part of that event going on tomorrow.
It's incredible to see the kind of response that we've gotten over the years and the kind of Lansing support that we've gotten just because we move to Old Town, and to be part of the Tourist in Your Own Town, what a great honor. And we tend to be one of the big events of that event. So, you know, moving to Old Town and being part of the Lansing community just keeps giving dividends time again.
Well, and as I said, you've done it right. You've become, you know, one of the premier locations in Old Town. It's part of being there for the day. You stop in, whether you're picking something up or just going to wander. It's one of the best places on the planet to go wander through the store at all the pets and so forth and all the accessories that are there. What are some of the things that Pruse Pets is doing for tourists in your own town tomorrow?
Sure. An annual event that's gotten really, you know, with expectation, people coming in, they look for the scavenger hunt that we have, and it allows the parents and the children to kind of explore the store, gain clues. We oftentimes try to associate it with different learning opportunities, so the kids learn more than just where is something. You know, it might be what is a blood shrimp and what does it do and why does it do it. So that's one. We actually have Megan Shannon, who is our education director, and she will be having on display all the different animals that she would otherwise take out to the classroom or part of a kind of a show and tell that we have for all birthday parties. And she's going to be having regular, consistent exposures to that. And then for those kids that would like to have Nemo on their cheek, we've got a couple of very good face painters that are going to be there.
So, everybody loves Nemo on their cheek.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody loves
that. If you move your cheek just right, you can get them to swim.
No, there's a challenge. There's a challenge for all of us.
Maybe that should be the contest. Oh, and we do have a coloring contest, too.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah. So, for the little ones that want to have a part of a coloring contest, we try to make it so it's good for all age groups.
Sure.
This year, we also added one more thing that might bring kind of a sentimental value. We've got an elephant ear truck coming.
Just like at the fair.
Just at the fair. Like the fair. And I was asking to him, I was interviewing the guy, and they make it all up from scratch. That there's five people in the trailer making this thing up. And I was like, why would it take five people? He says, because we have to make it up from scratch. And I'm like, wow.
That's why they're so decadent then.
Yes,
now we know.
Yes, and the best grease in town, I'm sure.
So just for the day, take the day off of all of the
right,
diet stuff.
Yeah, skip the diet just for the day, at least at the end of your – it'll be at the end of our scavenger hunt.
Oh, so perfect. The crowds that come out for this are always amazing. And you said when we had a few minutes when you came in and sat down that you'll have 4,000 folks or so come through the store.
It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It's literally opening your doors to the public. It's everybody. It's, I would say, 80, 90% of the people that go through that door are people that I don't recognize, I've never seen before. Maybe they were here last year at the same time, but oftentimes they aren't customers. They aren't ongoing customers, but it at least gives them a window of a pet store in their community that they might want to come back, whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years from now, when they actually have a daughter that's old enough for whatever. What was your favorite animal?
Oh, well, my the most memorable one right now is the ball python.
That's what I was thinking you
yeah,
had.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up.
I think I was trying to angle that in.
Well, and I just actually got a rat this week that that didn't make the cut.
Okay.
And so my daughter moved and couldn't take it with her. So right now I have a rat in my laundry room. And I've got to tell you, I'm not like going to be big on taking it out and petting it, but I'm caring for it carefully, food and water. And so I'm all over it. I'm a very good host.
There you go.
I'm a very generous host with the creatures that come into my home.
You are, in that case, a grandmother, and all grandmothers have to love the grandchildren no matter what. And your rat happens to be your grandchildren
right now. It does right now.
Right now. So you got to be a good grandma.
Well, yeah, and if I could count the number of folks of the from the rodent family that have come through our house, and they live in pretty grand condos, I got to tell you.
I never noticed you being shy to provide the right accommodation.
Well, if you're going to do it right.
That's right.
You know, do it upright.
Right.
And the location, the 5 years in Old Town, how did you pick that location, or did it pick you?
I think it picked us. You know, I think we are an eclectic mix, you know. Just a little past normal, as I kind of coined the phrase during our...
Well, no wonder you and I get along
there
so
you go.
Well.
Just a little past normal. So, you know, and the thing is, Old Town is a very inviting neighborhood. When I walk down to Pablo's, or if I go over to Absolute Gallery, or if I go down to the OTCA, or if I go over to Elderly's, it doesn't matter where I go. It's like we're brothers, we're sisters, we're like family, you know, and I can't get that. I mean, there's no offense to Hazlitt, but I didn't get that in Hazlitt, nor would you ever be able to. Most communities don't have that access, you know, that true gift. But it's that fighting to be there, wanting to be there, and proving that you belong there that makes that neighborhood so successful. And it's odd, you know, my great grandfather and my grandfather battled it out, and my dad battled it out back years ago when it was the North End against the world, you know? And there's probably a reason for that. I don't know why. But
and now it's award-winning.
I
mean, over and over again. And I've talked with the folks from the chamber there when we spoke about the recent award, and I'm not going to get the name of it right, but it was for being a wonderful, you know, city kind of—
Main Street.
Thank you. Main Street. Thank you for that. And what I'm always impressed with on Facebook, I'm big on social media and keep track of things, and all of the different shop owners and business owners are always promoting someone else on their Facebook page.
Sure.
Stop over for coffee, take coffee. And go walk through, you know, Prue's Pets. I mean, they're always promoting each other. So I get that sense of cohesive community that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's very real and it's very alive there.
Yeah, one for all for one, which is great. And I hope it stays that way forever.
Well, but it's folks like you. It's the folks who are there who appreciate that and love that quality that'll keep that there.
There is a little independent streak in all of us, I noticed. and that's oddly enough, that independent streak in all of us is the same bonding element because we're all passionate. We're going to prove that, you know, October Moon is the premier place for a woman to go to find just the best of stuff. We're going to prove that Grace's is the best place to go for, you know, the best clothwear. You know,
sure.
We're going to prove that our popcorn is the very best at Cravings. You know, it's just, you can feel that when you talk to the owner. I mean, they're there with that strong sense of pride, and that's why it's probably the fastest growing neighborhood in the area.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and why Prue's Pets is the premier pet store to go to.
We love being there.
And you get that walking in the front door, and I'm thrilled at your involvement. What, of course, where else would you be a tourist in your own town tomorrow, and look forward to the crowds that you have. You have lots of volunteers to help folks through the store and answer questions, as always. It's a $1 passport. It's amazing.
The Visitor Bureau has done an amazing job with this idea. You know, they have been so supportive of our store and of all the different— they're just always there. They're always on top of it, you
Very
know.
Good.
So we— hats off to the Visitors Bureau.
Well, as great well and congratulations on great success with the store in Old Town, and my pleasure as always. Anytime you want to come by. My pleasure as always. Rick Pruce, owner of Pruce Pets in Old Town, big part of Tourists in Your Own Town tomorrow, in your own town, which is tomorrow, Saturday, here in the Lansing area. Thanks so much, Rick.
Stop in and see me.
Oh, always. You know I do. Now I have to feed the rat.